The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Tuesday, November 12th, a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. I suppose I have a guest today though, and not a soul showed up. You see me downstairs, right, procrastinating, because I know Aaron was upstairs waiting on me. And I said, no, I'm going to sit right here because I get a booking and money's got to make. Money's got to make because when people book, I got to secure the money for the company. So I'm sitting there procrastinating, and that's why I started late, and nobody showed up. So, of course, I went to my handler, April, and said, April, where are my peoples? I said, man, Cecil, I don't know. But guess what? Downstairs, I saw a school, right? And, you know, as talk show hosts, we normally have, like, 2 days' worth of work in our books in terms of what we could talk about, conversations, so we could continue, just in case there's cancellation. But when I was downstairs, I saw a school. They have a lime green color shirt. And I say, schools just have a lime green color shirt? That's different. And I say, what y'all doing here? Because it's like 15 to 20 of them, and they're doing tour. They're doing a tour of Nassau Guardian and all of the different branches of Nassau Guardian. And there was an advertisement just now, and they're going to accounts. And I just happened to know the teacher. And I say, I know you. And he say, yeah, I know you too. And I say, any of your kids want to come upstairs? I have about 15 minutes. I mean, I have things I want to talk about, but anytime there are children, young adults in present, I'm happy to give opportunity to. So, Ms. Moya Thompson said, yes, I have one shy one. She's next to me. I'm going to force her to talk. She can be the first one to talk first, right? Right? I have the shy one who I got to make sure she's upstairs, right? And I said, yeah, bring them on. And I'll have Aaron and I interview them to find out exactly why they're here at Nassau Guardian, especially as we celebrate 180 years of being the premier news station,
producer and distributor of news in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
I tell you, she's good at this. She's one who had that education. So I say, yeah, you come and help us celebrate. We'll come and help us celebrate. So I have four guests. I'll let them explain to you what school their names. Let me get questions. Your name, what school you came from, what grade you were in, and why you're all here. That's simple, right? Yes, you're the shy one. We're going to start off with you, and we can just circle it right around so everyone have an opportunity to speak. And then we'll have Aaron and I have a conversation with you. That's not bad, right? As you know, that's okay. I was shy too. I am shy, actually. Go ahead. Close to the mic.
What was the question?
Oh, your name.
And what school you go to, and why you here?
My name is Elaine. I go to Genesis, and I'm in grade 10.
Good stuff.
My name is Caitlin Moxie. I go to Genesis Academy, and I'm in grade 12.
My name is Orion Davil. I am in grade 12 at the School of Genesis Academy.
And Orion, introduce your cameraman, because I see he's recording.
Yes, and the cameraman on the side of me is John Gaudet. He is in grade 12 as well.
The one and only.
Good.
The head.
Good morning. I just wanted to see who was trying to take my job at ZNS for community announcements.
Can I ask how much is the pay?
Yeah. Don't worry. They still got the beige computers at ZNS. The pay ain't that great, but you're doing it for country. You're not doing it for the pay. You're doing it so that people could hear your voice across the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. The entire archipelago will hear you every day say, community announcements. That's my dream for like 7 minutes right after I realized I wasn't going to be an astronaut. So you guys are part of a communications class?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Is this a mandatory class or is it an elective?
It's an elective.
Okay, so y'all chose to do this?
Yeah.
Okay, so in the future, fast forward, what is it that you're hoping to do with a communications degree? Or you already, right? You know the degree that you're going after already?
Well, I know the degree I'm going after. I want to go in IT.
Okay.
And So, I know.
Okay, IT. That's information technology. Yeah. It's very broad, right? Like,
yeah.
So I love that because you may be in IT and you may just write about technology, mm-hmm. right? You may be a writer interested in technology and you write for Popular Mechanics or you create a local magazine that focuses on new tech, old tech, and all that's in between. Miss mm-hmm. Moxie?
I know the degree that I want to go into psychology.
Okay.
Counseling psychology for like troubled teens or developing teens, preteens, that type of stuff. But I feel like a communications degree could also be good because I like to write. Mm-hmm. And that is my way of communicating because I don't really express feelings. So for writing, that mm-hmm. could help me a lot in psychology.
I mean, communications degree, working with young people, you may end up creating apps that are easily accessible by young people, right? You may end up creating programming, say psychology. You may end up creating a space where you help young people navigate social media and emerging technology to make sure that while they're exploring the world, they don't do anything that may be detrimental to their development or to their life as an adult. For instance, young people don't necessarily realize how risky it is uploading nudes to the internet. They don't necessarily realize that once it's there forever. And it's extremely difficult to scrub it, right? But in communications, you can help young people easily understand that world and the dangers of it. All right, Mr. Godet?
Good morning. I'm interested in computer engineering.
Okay.
I love engineering, although I love communications. Those are two of my favorite subjects. I feel like I want to start a business, and communications can help me a lot as far as advertising, mm-hmm. even though STEM jobs may not be related that obviously to communications. I do feel as though it can help me.
We have an entire department here for communications. When you're coming upstairs, you pass our tech, who is responsible for making sure we're able to communicate with all our technology. So that could be in a career for you there. I'm excited for you. I didn't know high schools had communications as a...
Like an elective.
I know I had math, English, music, you know, art. Mm-hmm. I took a lot of art classes.
Religion.
I took a lot of religion classes. Mm-hmm. That's why
In the communications class, do you bring in elements from your other classes? So like with mm-hmm. like a STEM science-centered space, do they say, okay, now we're going to write a report, right? You're going to write an article that talks about what you read in this report for teens. So you're taking something like how long does it take for water to evaporate off the leaves? But you translate it so that young people could understand it and it's also accessible because it's interesting and entertaining. And that's a lot of the work. It's like taking boring academic language and making it accessible to the regular person.
That's when you ask a profound question. So I won't go blank like she talked
about. I can pretend like that's what happened just now.
Everyone went blank.
Okay, so here's a question. Did y'all know that the government has launched this initiative? They are creating a school for the performing arts.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It is like national arts. They have like, a contest every year performing.
National Arts Festival.
We performed in that our drama class. We also have drama as an elective. Mm-hmm. Our drama class performed in that, and we got a distinction.
Nice.
We actually did amazing. We acted out something, and we got distinction. But they said I don't know if this correlates to it.
It is actually. It's a morphing of what you're talking about into a bigger platform our government has committed to. It's going to be an official school, post-secondary, or instead of going to your regular school, you go to like this magnet school and learn the arts because you want to pursue that.
Oh. So here's like the connection. Do y'all know a guy named Solomade?
No.
Well, so look here, we old, you know, but yeah, Solomade, you young. Solomade is a Bahamian musician. He's an artist and a musician. He makes jingles. He makes commercials. But he also is like the Bohemian Weird Al Yankovic. Y'all know Weird Al Yankovic?
Of course not. That's a different generation.
Mado. Producer, I can need you to play a song by Weird Al Yankovic, right? Anyway, Solo Made takes a popular song and then he rewrites the lyrics. Mm-hmm. Y'all saw the little video about Harbor Bay parking lot? How they change it up? And the people can't drive through it because they don't
with
know
the parking lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the song, the popular song, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, right?
Yeah.
That's what Solo Made does. Like, oh. like uh-huh. Weird Al Yankovic, right?
Uh-huh.
So, he is a musician, but what he does is marketing, and that's communications,
mm-hmm.
right? And so there is a connection, like, you think, oh, am I just, communications can only lead me to be a reporter. I write articles and things, but you could have a lot of fun in communications as well, and Solo Made has shown us that. I'm going to have my producer play a Weird Al Yankovic
song. Oh, a Solo Made song. Any of you have TikTok?
Yes.
TikTok is communication.
Yeah.
Where you can make money from TikTok by communicating a particular topic in short clips and sell that. You know, I'm not sure when you blog. No one blogs.
I blog, but to myself.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Like a diary type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Right, then that's a wonderful project, right? You document your life, and then you could turn it into a documentary. You could turn it into a poem. You could turn it into a book. Mm-hmm. You know, you could turn it into a series of projects.
And plus, especially being in grade 12, your last year, this is a good time to blog and document your last year.
Yeah.
This is us into the classroom, you know, and stream the videos together and create a narrative and keep it 10 years later for your first reunion and say, look what I produced. You remember this? All of us is inside this class.
Yeah, I was going to play a weird a Michael Jackson song he redid, but I realized these young people may not know who
I
Michael...
I love Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm good, sure good, you know who Michael Jackson is. Still quiet, I see. Just staring at me.
But to our quiet friend in the corner, here's the beauty about communications. Not all communications is in front of the mic or in front of a camera, right? You got anchor people, but you also have people who work in the newsroom.
The technocrats.
Right? And who are a big part of the broadcast, but you're not on camera. So not every job in communications is forward-facing.
Yes. You know? And there's our producer. The producer is in communication, and his job is to make sure all the mics work. He doesn't talk to anybody at all, you know, except when he's playing Junkanoo. He plays Junkanoo and searches the music all the time. So mm-hmm. that's a job in communications that you can do also. I enjoyed it. Are you still looking for your song, Aaron, before we transition?
Yeah. We can find it. I cannot believe I'm that old.
You are old, Aaron. I was telling you that before.
Okay, here's another question for you guys. Have you all ever watched ZNS?
Yeah.
Yes, Mom.
Yes, Mom.
Look at this one. You never watched ZNS?
Just shake your head in front of the mic. Mr. Godet, you watched that. Now, how did you end up watching ZNS? Were you by your Grammy and that's all she had? Right? Was the cable out and that's all you could get to come up on the TV? How you end up watching ZNS?
My Grammy.
I was in Freeport, and my auntie, that's all she's have on the TV is the news, so okay. I had no other choice.
Y'all ever seen the singing Bishop perform on ZNS? Y'all ever seen his music videos?
The one who was sing All Is Well?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good stuff.
I'm just learning how old I am, just by talking to these youngsters, right, that there's a generation gap. The conversation I thought was just topical and everybody knows, and they look at that and say, oh, do you mean this? I have no clue. So,
Bishop Lawrence?
Yeah, there you go.
He performed at our school.
There you go.
That's super cool. That's super. Listen, for me, Bishop Lawrence is one of the best Bahamian performers. When this boy hit the stage, he come to entertain you, buddy. Yeah. And they are always good.
And before you go, because we're transitioning soon, right?
I tell him.
You're going to tell him? Just shout at
Kermit. I send you the song.
Oh, Kermit, yeah. But you might have shouted to April. Where is Genesis Academy?
Off Dalzell Street.
Okay, I see it. No, I just wasn't sure where it was. I thought that was Respect right. Academy, but now I see off Dalzell Street. Okay, I see it. I see it in my mind. That's by the park.
On the side of St. Matthews.
St. Matthews Church. Yeah. Okay, Genesis Academy.
So here's a question. As you prepare for the future, right, you're thinking about a degree in the communications field, you want to work in the Bahamas, you want to work abroad, you want to have the ability to work at home and abroad?
Yeah, I would want to work abroad and home.
Home and abroad.
See, I would love to work in the Bahamas because I feel like the Bahamas could use so much more, like...
Developing.
Yes, development.
Mm-hmm.
So I would...
A little nationalist. That's good for you. I appreciate that.
I love my country. And I'm really proud to be a Bahamian. So it's like, if we could help the country, then why not? But yeah. I would prefer to study abroad.
But return back home.
Yes, to get more experience. But they say UB is the hottest college. So.
I mean, I don't want to dissuade you, but plantation model education or academics has benefited Bahamians because if you can get your head around the UB experience, when I was there, it was COB, and you can do well in that space, then you have garnered the tools to help you succeed in any other academic space. Sometimes the hardships is not like, oh, the work is so intense. It's the other elements of getting an education that become frustrating. But if you can commit to the goal and focus your energy on your program here in the Bahamas, trust me, even if it takes some tears, that will forge you, right? That will strengthen you. And you'll find that engaging in tertiary programs abroad will be far easier. You know, so it will be frustrating. I ain't gonna lie to y'all young people. But let me tell you something. This is the frustration for you. This is what that molds you. So don't let it frighten you. Just commit to pushing through it, right, to get that goal.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd like to thank you for coming upstairs to us.
Thank
I
you
hope it wasn't overwhelming. Look at my shy friend right there who said, me? Right? Continue your tour. You have the number of newsrooms. You got that's a newsroom behind us. That's accounts behind us there.
Tell the producer play the song.
What you get the song that she wants to play, Kermit? Kermit looking at you like, what song are you talking about? And that's what the producer does. Like I said, his job is to communicate with us.
Eat it?
And it's Yankovic. He's a make fun of songs.
This is Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
He takes a song and then he reworks the lyrics.
Oh.
Right? So when they're singing, y'all know Michael Jackson just beat
him.
Yeah. Right. He said that, so it was a bunch of fat guys and they were warring. Right? But their war is who could eat the most.
Oh.
Right? And so we have our own Bahamian Weird Al Yankovic in the form of Solo Made. And he'll take any popular song and Bahamianize it. And usually it'll deal with a Bahamian issue or something you've seen on social media. Yeah, he's really good. But he's exploring the breadth of the communications field. So don't feel like you're trapped in one area with a communications degree.
Yeah.
And thank you very much. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I see the rest of your classes upstairs now. They're envying you.
So we can release you all.
We can release you all to rejoin. Go
can
ahead.
Can I tell my mom happy birthday?
Do a shout out.
What is your mommy birthday today?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Happy birthday, mommy. Love you so much.
What's your mom's name?
Erica Hudson Johnson.
You want to do a shout out to anybody else before you go? Not your mom, not your dad, no? What about you, Gordon? No?
What about the person making your mommy birthday cake? Send her a shout out.
Oh, I buying the cake, but
send a shout out to
shout
Ms.
out to DQ for that ice cream cake we bought to eat tonight.
Good. Yeah. And you bought the cake?
I am buying the cake, yeah.
What a daughter. Congratulations.
We now go on our commercial break. Guardian Radio AM with CA Nuri. We'll be right back.
Chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it. Eat it. Don't you make me The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Get ready to indulge in the freshest seafood in town. The Seafood Bistro is now open at East Street South Super Value Plaza. From juicy lobster tails to crispy conch and delicious snapper, our menu has something everyone. Don't miss out on our irresistible flavors that will leave you craving more.
Doesn't it taste good, eh?
Visit us today at East Street South Super Value Plaza.
And let us take your taste bud on an unforgettable journey.
For more information, call 1-242-802-8800.
Spencer St. Lampkin. Besides carrying all the roofing material needed to cover East End, Enterprises also has all the equipment needed to put it together and to protect your workers. At Enterprises, we got hand tools, power and manual, including hacksaws, hammers, mauls, wrecking bars, well, hopefully they won't need them yet, drill bits, tapes, plumb bobs, levels, and more. We got cement, concrete bond and fiber, lime, sand, and P-Rock. We got dust masks, safety glasses, gloves, hard hats, and high visibility vests. Lampkin, what we got here at Enterprises is a one-stop shop for builders.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, as we're exiting the last crew, we saw the elective teacher who's here. And I said, hey, come inside. Explain why you have a communication degree at Genesis, not degree, communication class at Genesis School. I didn't even know Genesis went up to grade 12. So that's new to me. I thought it was just like primary school, then you transition to a different school. Mm-hmm. So I have the teacher here. I want to introduce herself and then give us a brief rundown on where Genesis is, what Genesis, you know, the whole school, because a number of Bahamians are not familiar with the school in general.
I'll let one of the kids tell you about the school.
Do all of that.
Tell you a little bit about the program. So it's not a degree. It is an elective course. So this particular Genesis Academy has several electives. I'll also let one of the students tell you what the different electives are because I don't know all of them. Communications is one. Drama is one. Technical drawing is one. I think art. I think web development maybe one. So these are electives where they can kind of feel it out and see if this may be something they want to do when they get older. So this class consists of 10, 11, and 12 graders. Who are interested. There's also a junior communications class, 7, 8, and 9, so it's a combined group of children who are feeling it out, right? So once they feel it out, they be like, hey, do I want to do this? Some say yes, some say no. So this is their chance to figure out what they want to do when they grow up. So one of the students just asked me, he's going to come on, what are the careers in communications? So communications has...
So I already told the first crew that, listen, the best career in communications is reading community announcements for ZNS. But y'all don't train for that because that's my retirement plan. Okay? Absolutely. But you have a nation that you belong to that needs a national communications system and platform, right? From broadcasting the news... broadcasting what's going on in the country, emergency alerts, right? Broadcasting government business, policy and programs, to creating entertainment for people, ensuring that that entertainment can be viewed, like the technical side, ensuring the beige computers all grease up and oil up. Y'all know about the great beige computers?
No.
You do?
Big box one,
like beige computers, you mean like the ones back then that were boxed? Yeah, I know of them.
There, you know what we're talking about. Okay, so the first question we ask all communication students. You ever watch ZNS?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Good, good, good. Okay. All right. Now, how did you end up watching ZNS? Was it by choice or circumstance?
Circumstance.
By force. Y'all in here, they say, I understand. That was my, that was our experience. We in it together. We in it together. Okay. Communications is an elective. So we're going to go around the room, your name, the grade that you're in, and do you see a future in communications? What is it that you want to do in the future? And it, we know it's not permanent. You have the right to change your mind.
My name is Jalen Cartwright. I am in grade 10. I am 15 years old. And in terms of communications-wise, I was thinking about going to the editorial scene to edit the newspapers and help show them out to my community and people, just help explore and get share them around with people.
All right. I like that, both like the technical side of editing, making sure that the information is correct, and then also the dissemination side. Now, my...
Just quickly, what did you say to me today, Jaden?
Pardon?
What did you say to me today?
I basically, what I want to do is I want to help spread the word around, make sure the word is right, and make sure everyone gets the proper information that they you get in the newspaper.
No fake news.
Okay. I love it. I love it. My friend over here?
Okay, hi, my name is Celia Ballard. I'm 12 years old and I'm in grade 10. So basically, I'd say I may do something.
You said you're 12 years old in grade 10?
Yes, sir. No problem. Yes, skip three grades. But yes, I'd say I may see a future in communications. It's always that I think I'd want to do it where I could spread news, like he said, and then also just to incorporate some of the law because I do want to be a lawyer. So it would probably be something I do just on the side. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome.
My name is Omar Smith. I am 14 years old, and I do not currently see a future in communications, but I do look up to a lot of people who are in communications. Mm-hmm. Like, there is a YouTuber I know named Tommy G.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tommy's big thing.
Pardon me?
He's big thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Tommy G. And he goes around the country, like in the United States, tackling issues such as drug addiction, mm-hmm. and how the drugs are getting into the country, and how mm-hmm. different politicians are corrupt and stuff. So if I were to get into communications, that's what I would do.
Like an investigative journalism, creating documentaries.
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, my name is Servanese Curtis. I'm 14 years old. I'm in grade 10. And I don't see a future in communications right now. But if I could...
Well, no, okay, don't worry about it. No need to explain. What are you interested in?
Being a professional athlete.
Nice.
Well, listen, let me tell you how communications can fit right in there, right? Because while you're professional athleting, you're going to need someone to represent your brand in the public domain because sports has become so much athleticism and entertainment, right? Mm-hmm. So while you're doing the hard work of training, right, in your off time as a like a junior athlete, you'll be writing your own write-ups. You write it and you send it to the World Athletic Association, right? And say, look here, I may be, you know, I just started my first race. This is how I can write it. This is my first race. I am number 745th in the world. However, here's my write-up from my last year of events. You send it and you'll be surprised, right? The spaces in which communications can be a benefit. So don't even trouble yourself about having to explain it there.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, we asked them the same question. The government is creating a creative arts and performance school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They have committed to it. It's what they say they're going to do. And we down for the vibe. Some young people language. We down for the vibe. Do you see yourself at any point in time coming back and working with it or supporting it in any way? Do you think it would be a benefit to your peers, your schoolmates, your cousins, who are interested in the arts, like how you, the first name you call is Tommy G, right, in terms of a blogger. That's a informal news space, right?
Yes.
But that's where young people are right now. Do you think it's a good idea? Would you like to get involved in it with a professional, with a degree or as a student?
Mm-hmm. I would like to get involved by trying to support the school and help it grow so then it gets more knowledge around to the other schools. So that way they could send, the parents could send their children to the school so they could cultivate their skills because the children may have skills that they could use to help spread knowledge around the world, especially knowledge about the Bahamas and all the good stuff that we do on occasion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Ms. Nuri? No. I mean, I was going to ask him some more questions.
No, I understand. I was communicating on a different platform. That's what you have your form. Forgive me. I want to know more about Genesis, right? I didn't know that high schools had such electives like communication. Mm. I want you to give me the list of what all other electives that Genesis has. So do that for me. And so at least the listening audience be aware that there are schools that do this. So let me start off with you with that.
We have drama, theater, technical drawing.
Yeah, right into the mic, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, technical drawing. You have mechanics?
Drama, theater, technical drawing, art, communications, commerce, web design.
Web design, for real? Y'all doing like UX design and thing?
Well, mainly for junior high school.
Okay.
For the juniors, the people younger than y'all?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think that's all.
Now, commerce. You in that class? Anybody else in commerce?
Yes.
You all in that class too? Okay, let's talk about commerce. You all learn how to make a dollar out of 50 cents?
Not yet. We're just mainly going over the main stuff that's needed, like the business for trade, warehousing, retailing, all the stuff that you need to know before you start off in a business. Mm-hmm. So
all you need to know is buy a case of water, get a cooler, and ice, and sell the water for $1 a bottle.
Not that simple now.
You make a profit. Location after that.
You still make a profit if you were to do it.
Yeah.
Right. But you're telling me no. I like this. She said, Miss Green, listen, I can help you out after the show because this ain't going to work out for you. All right. I saw a story where a QC student did, like, they were doing public school, private school exchanges. Have you guys done any exchanges with other schools?
But the only time where we would have gone to other schools would have been when our school sent us to Temple Christian for our BJCs and BGCSEs.
That's your exam station.
Yeah.
Okay.
Games.
All right. Just the next thing, sports. What group do you all compete with? You compete with independent BAISS? The other independent schools.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly what it is, but it's something along the lines of BAISS.
Yeah, I think it's BASS.
But yeah, BASS.
I'm not too sure. I think it's
BASS.
All right. Because I just want you all to know that communications and sports go hand in hand. We did not have enough write-ups on our Olympic teams. We did not have enough write-ups on the men's basketball team. And it's a really cool space. The most important thing I want to show you is this. Is like there are rules to communications. There's rules in journalism, whatever. However, there's a large space for you to explore expanding, right, the scope of the space. And so while you do have to commit to like professional integrity, understanding the structure, like my friend had said in the commerce class right now, they're learning the terms.
Yeah.
Right? And the basics, but also remember to be bold enough to imagine beyond what exists currently. That's y'all job. Like I've been waiting all my life to charge some young people, and I charging y'all with this. Your job is to understand the rules and be bold enough to imagine beyond them.
Going back to Ms. Moya Thompson, you thought there was a need to have a field trip to come to the National Guardian group of companies and have your students participate in this tour?
All right. So we have, we actually make the rounds to different communications companies. So we've been blessed to be able to do Cable Bahamas for a number of years. Actually, my juniors went to Tribune. So I took my juniors to Tribune and I brought my seniors.
We ain't jealous.
Here. That's right. Yeah, yeah. We've also been to ZNEST. So we move around, but the goal is to introduce them to different types, fields of communication so that they can kind of see what are some things that are in the field for them to experience. And they, like I explained to Mr. Francis, they like to be active, so they like to do stuff. So I'm so happy. I want to thank you guys for bringing them on so they can see one of the roles that takes place here at Guardian Radio.
Because like ZNS is a government, right? It's a national station. The rules are going to be tighter, right, in terms of what you could say, the type of language you could use. When I was growing up, I'm watching ZNS news with my mommy and my daddy. And my mom used to tell me, you know, when people make mistakes on the news, the listeners would write in to the general manager and give them like a grade on the report and indicate all the mistakes. Not to like beat up and chastise, you know, but so that you could correct it.
Improve yourself, try to get better so you wouldn't keep making those mistakes again.
Absolutely. Then you have Guardian Talk Radio, right? We don't play the amount of music that other radio stations play. We are focused on new talk, stories, interviews. We are a little looser than ZNS, but then we're still very tight in terms of the rules. And then you get radio, you get other radio stations where you can have music and commentary.
Yeah. The gentleman with the camera is he's part.
Just move.
I moved.
Sorry, man.
We can do it again. I wanted to ask, like, is there like a club that you do you're filming with, or just something that you do on the side?
No, sir, just for this class.
Oh, okay.
But my dad does do photography on the side as well, so I'm familiar with the subject.
How do you? Okay, just that when I was in high school, we had a photography club, and I said maybe you were part of some kind of photography club.
No, sir. No, it is interesting, though. It is an interesting subject.
And it's a part of communication also.
It is.
Let me set back up the mic so you can do your camera thing.
Thank you.
But yes, sir. That's actually a class that the juniors does. It's called Fine Arts. Mainly elementary school does it, where our pastor of the school goes around and makes us take photos around so we could learn of how to actually properly use a camera, how to take shots, and how to know all the shots.
Nice. And also, he's trying to teach you how to be able to identify beauty and joy that occurs naturally around you, right? Like, it's a beautiful experience to have a camera and to realize, like, then you realize that you captured something that you didn't even see when you were taking the picture, right?
It seems like an alternative type school, because what is being offered? My high school didn't offer half of the subjects.
Let's not call it alternative, because remember, we graduated in 92 and 94. We are old people. So we expect things to change and to evolve, right? And there's a bit of jealousy. Look at what these young people could do in school. Yeah. But it's excitement, because look at what these young people could do in school. Okay, yes, ma'am.
Like, you wouldn't call it an alternative school, because you still have, there's a lot of academic power in Genesis Academy. Like, I just moved here, and I felt like I've learned so much. Even, like I said, as a 12-year-old who skipped three grades, who has the academics, I'd say I learned way more. I'd say Genesis Academy is not a regular school. Not a regular school at all. Mm-hmm. It helps you. It nurtures you. Where great minds begin. That's their motto. And I totally agree.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But Ms. Moy, I appreciate you allowing us to have your class here. Erin, you have any more questions for them?
Oh, yeah, man. I get a ton of questions for them.
Okay. Continue then. We give them the opportunity.
So in your experience in this communications electives class, right, and your experience at Genesis more broadly, you have the opportunity to create three television shows or radio shows right now. What are you creating, and who's your target audience?
So firstly, I'd say one, I'd put one for the younger, like young adults, let's say like 18 to lower. One, I would do that because I just want to put some awareness and also help them, because you know a lot of young children don't have guidance, and that's a lot of reasons why we have so much violence and gangs and all of that right now. So I would make one, and I would incorporate things like just telling them that
you still have a chance. You do not have to turn to violence. Like, mm-hmm. because you don't have that a lot in Nassau, Bahamas. You don't have a lot of, I don't remember what you would really
like
say.
Content and programming focused on young people.
I just want to, especially for the quiet ones here, does the mic intimidate you? I mean, are you quiet?
Listen, but notice how confidently she indicated to you that she was not prepared to speak. Don't watch nothing, my friend.
Push this mic away from me. I ain't talking.
The mic, it scares me a little bit. I have a bit of social anxiety, but I feel like in here I could be myself and truly talk how I could talk to others and know that I am heard throughout the nation.
Because you know, I am shy, which is strange, right? And especially having difficulties in communicating, right? Just having this job was intimidating, right? And then to see you here as young adults sitting, interviewing, just speaking your mind, you know, is something to be commended. Because I would have been, when I was a grade 10, 11, I couldn't do this at all. No, I was going to shut down altogether. So I want to commend you all for even trying and doing what you all got to do.
You all did a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. My cousin over here. Again, let's go around the room. Tell us your names again and what grade you're in.
I'm Jalen Cartwright. I'm in grade 10. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm Celia Ballard, and I'm in grade 10 as well.
I'm Omar Smith. I'm in grade 10.
I'm Ramnice Curtis. I'm grade 10.
Okay, now, in y'all drama club, do y'all do improv?
I'm not in drama.
All right.
I am.
In drama, y'all do improv?
She isn't in drama either.
I don't believe that. When they say, am I the drama? Use the drama. I'm only joking. Okay, do y'all do improv in your drama club?
Yes, ma'am, sometimes. And then you have some type of monologues that we do also mm-hmm. with the improv. Yes, we do. Yes.
Okay, cool. Another question. Did y'all have Halloween?
Did we do anything?
We have an alternative to Halloween, which is the word parade. That is for the junior schools.
Yeah.
But we don't celebrate Halloween at Genesis.
Would you call it the word parade?
The word parade.
Okay, because I saw another school, they did, I think they did like a character day where they dressed up as popular or profound characters, in important characters in history. And y'all have a word parade. That's super cool. Okay, but I mean, I'm upset y'all don't give out candy. But other than that, that sounds excellent.
Even though it rained very heavily that day, it went very well.
Awesome.
I would like to thank Moya Thompson and her class for coming, her communication class for coming. I'm going to take a quick last break and continue to enjoy your tour of Nassau Guardian.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Guardian Radio, we'll be back.
Besides carrying all the roofing material needed to cover East End, Enterprises also has all the equipment needed to put it together and to protect your workers. At Enterprises, we got hand tools, power and manual, including hacksaws, hammers, mauls, wrecking bars, well, hopefully they won't need them yet, drill bits, tapes, plumb bobs, levels and more. We got cement, concrete bonding fiber, lime, sand and P-Rock. We got dust masks, safety glasses, gloves, hard hats and high visibility vests. Lampkin, what we got here at Enterprises is a one-stop shop for builders.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
No other junkin' group in the world that could perform such dynamic sounds with such melody and rhythm as you can hear from this world-renowned group who has taken Junkanoo music to new and greater heights. No matter where they've come from, everyone around the world, they're always waiting for the music of the Saxon superstars. This is our music. Hey! 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 Hey!
Who are we, the Saxons? I love, they call it fanfare, right? I've never heard a CD that has all of the various fanfares of the various junk new groups. I think I'll pay money for that. Is that copyrighted, Kermit? Or I just need to record them and this, and then I can make my money off there.
Would you pay $10,000 for it?
Not $10,000, but I'll pay $10 for a CD that would have all the fanfares. I can imagine me driving through Florida, you know, not Miami, Florida, and playing all the different fanfares. And anyone who's Bohemian, Mighty Pencil has it? Every lap, oh, see? He see opportunity. The opportunity in that. He's recording at the practice.
Yeah. If you go online, it's hard to identify. Like, you have to spend time figuring out who's doing the posting, who's doing the collection, you know, who's creating a collection.
Mm-hmm.
But there's lots of great documentation of Junk
Canoe. I just want to hear the fanfare part. Yeah. I want to hear the Junk Canoe part, just that chant part I want to hear. Yesterday, the Valley Boys went to court. They postponed it. I mean, Junk Canoe was so close, and they still postponed it till the 19th now.
Well, I read a statement from the Trevor Davis Valley Boys group, okay. NPO.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not quite what he said.
He said that
essentially at this last proceeding, they secured what he calls a victory, as their group has been added to the matter before the court, right? So they are now considered a party in the discussion. So November 29th is 29th. When the, I guess, they meet again.
And I remember the other Valley Boys had the registrar general, do some type of suit, civil suits, whatever it is, right wording. And now you're saying that Trevor Davis Valley Boys has joined into that suit in order to have a determination on what would be the conclusion.
Yeah.
And that's going to be on November 29th?
Yeah.
Right, like...
Well, they meet again.
Like we 25 hope, days before Junk Canoe?
We hope that it's concluded before... We hope it's concluded on that date, but we're not certain.
It might just go up to December 25th.
It may go to March 2025.
So we won't... This Junk Canoe might be in jeopardy for one Junk Canoe group.
For two Junk Canoe groups.
For two Junk Canoe groups. Yeah, I say no. Kermit determined to say only one registered, one Junk Canoe group registered. We'll see. My problem is, come Junk Canoe, when they pick the numbers, right, for whoever it is, particularly for the Valley Boys, and two different Junk Canoe groups show up at the allotted time for the Valley, say they've picked number one, the group picked number one, and two Valley Boys group show up to pick number one. What happens to Bay Street?
That's going
to
be...
You cannot lock up people, 1,000 people one time on Bay Street. It's called chaos.
Well,
it caused chaos.
So then we await the JCNP and how they will structure the process.
But because how would you stop a group, especially if you don't know who the group is? They both send their Valley Boys. They both line up at the same time, right, at the starting block and refuse to move. What do you do then? You just stand and just
no,
watch.
No, because here's what you do. You do not set it up in that way. You let them know right from the break, we are not calling Valley Boys names. There's no Valley Boy name in here. We got a group A and a group AA. Because I know if you call one B and one A, that can cause a split, right? But you don't set it up like that. Don't set up the lottery like that.
You
recognize that there are two.
Did JCNP already say what he planned to do?
Well, the JCNP could say anything they want to say. Who are they?
They are the ruling body. You can't tell the ruling body who are they. They tell you, we haven't won.
Listen, you know what I realize? Everybody in this country think they could run their organization the way the government has run the organization.
Well,
we all here let everybody every day cry out at all of the dysfunction in the government. And everybody think they could run their organization like
don't
the government.
Rate the JCNP. In your words, you don't rate the JCNP. They didn't say what they planned
Should
to do.
Should I make my critique clearer?
Go ahead.
The JCNP and its dereliction of duty have created the environment in which this fiasco could take place.
I'm not sure what that has anything to do with the JCNP doing what they planned.
Hold
to
on,
do
let me make 26. My critique of the JCNP a little clearer. Since you say I suggesting something, let me say it out loud.
Say it.
The JCNP and its dereliction of duty has created this environment in which this has happened.
You said it twice.
And they should be lucky that we consider them a legitimate group at all.
But we do consider them a legitimate
group. Do you?
The rest of the Junk Crew community.
Mario Boleg didn't consider them a legitimate group.
Let's ask
two groups to $80,000.
Kermit. Where Kermit? Guy. Hey,
don't move. Don't move. Block Kermit. Kermit don't need to be a part of this.
I need to see Kermit face. You follow the JCNP rules still, right, Kermit? Your group.
Yes, because he's a dedicated Junkanooa.
My point is, come December 26th, all of the Junkanoo groups will follow whatever the JCNP
don't
rules.
Don't cast no aspersion on Kermit or the JCNP. Okay?
He's our authority today.
Listen, what I'm telling you, what I am saying is that the JCNP need to sit down and reflect on what it is allowed to happen in Junkanoo. You cannot call yourself the boss and then say that this has nothing to do with me. You can't call yourself in charge of everything and then wash your hands of it.
I hear you.
And you certainly can't just jump up and run an organization like the government because they don't even follow the Constitution.
I hear you, and all that is semantics and a lot of talking. The JCNP didn't rule.
No, you know what?
They didn't conclude.
Here's some talking.
That's where we are.
$60,000. Somebody has to account, right?
At the end of the day,
somebody has to account.
Have nothing to do with the JCNP.
If the JCNP... anyway, let me tell you something.
Nothing to do with the JCNP.
Anybody...
That's Mario Boleg.
Sitting back and watching could say that the governing body, right, in which... That manages the environment in which all of this is taking place, is... derelict, and it is so derelict that you shouldn't challenge me. Suggest that I can't even critique them. Come on now,
just
come
saying,
on.
I just saying, come. It's 12 o'clock now.
The Valley, come,
the 26th. We'll know then. The JCNP then
the
ruled.
29th.
No, I talk about December. I then move from that. The JCNP then ruled, right? And it, unless someone intervened and corrected, the JCNP rules stands. That's where we are. That's why they're going to court now.
That's why they're going to court.
And that's why...
Well, that's why they're going to court, because their rules stand.
This delay...
That's why they're going to court, because their rules stand.
Their rules stand. Then. And this delay, what they're doing right now, is causing a risk in Junkanoo come December 26th.
It's the dereliction in duty of management that's caused this problem. That's all.
This has been Guardian Radio AM
2024, and you ain't got no bathroom.
Have
come
a wonderful
on.
Day. Bye-bye.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.